So my idea was born, and I had the project set up and a hypothesis. So what was my next step? Well, obviously I had to find a lab to work at because I didn't have the equipment in my school. So I thought this would be easy, but I emailed about 200 different people within a 5-hour radius of where I lived, and I got one positive response that said they could work with me. Most of the others either never responded back, said they didn't have the time, or didn't have the equipment and couldn't help me. So it was a big commitment to have to drive to the lab to work at multiple times. However, it was a great opportunity to work in a real lab so I could finally start my project. The first stage was completed at home, which consisted of marinating the chicken, grilling the chicken, massing it, and preparing it to be transported to the lab. The second stage was completed at Penn State University main campus lab, which is where I extracted the chemicals, changed the pH so I could run it through the equipment, and separated the compounds I needed from the rest of the chicken. The final stage is when I ran the samples through a high-pressure liquid chromatography mass spectrometer, which separated the compounds and analyzed the chemicals and told me exactly how much carcinogens I had in my chicken. So when I went through the data, I had very surprising results because I found that 4 out of the 5 marinated ingredients actually inhibited the carcinogen formation. When compared to the unmarinated chicken, which is what I used as my control, I found that lemon juice worked by far the best, which decreased the carcinogens by about 98%. The saltwater marinade and the brown sugar marinade also worked very well, decreasing the carcinogens by about 60%. Olive oil slightly decreased the PHIP formation, but it was nearly negligible. And the soy sauce results were inconclusive because of the large data range, but it seems like soy sauce actually increased the potential carcinogens. Another important factor that I didn't take into account initially was the time cooked. And I found that if you increase the time cooked, the amount of carcinogens rapidly increases. So the best way to marinate chicken, based on this, is to not undercook, but definitely don't overcook and char the chicken, and marinate in either lemon juice, brown sugar, or salt water. So based on these findings, I have a question for you. Would you be willing to make a simple change in your diet that could potentially save your life? Now, I'm not saying that if you eat grilled chicken that's not marinated, you're definitely going to catch cancer and die. However, anything you can do to decrease the potential risk of carcinogens can definitely increase the quality of lifestyle. Is it worth it to you? How will you cook your chicken now?